Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klaus Samavav. Simon Beis, we're discussing the lachas and tilsadayim for young children. And we're going to quote from the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Medrash Tanya, Simon Dalet. So, Simon Dalet is the Simon which discusses the lachas of tilsadayim. And in the Shulchan Aruch, this quotes the reason of because of the issue of Ruch Ra. It mentions the Rosh, it mentions the Rashba, like we spoke about in the previous year. So he says the following. He mentions this issue of this Tumah, which is on the hands. This is Sif Beis. I said Sif Gimel. It's Simen Dalet Sif Beis. So he mentioned that there's this tumor which is on the hands, which does not leave the hands until a person washes three times. Chazal said that there's a concern with this Ruch Ra, that not only that it's on the hands, but if the hands then subsequently touch parts of the body which there's openings, or touches food, these are all problematic. So you have to be careful with this issue that they shouldn't affect the food. Then he says, "Nagias Nochrim." He discusses what about non-Jews touching the food even though their hands are not washed. Ain lochush, it's not a concern. But he says, "Ki ruach tumazu enemies have alishus ela bekli shal kodesh b'makom kedusha shenistalka misham." Tuma comes in the following way: a place where there was kedusha, and the Kedusha has been removed in some way or other, Tuma enters. That's where the Ruach Tuma wants to go. So by Yisrael, which has the Milo ben Neshama, the Nishmas, the Tzelem Elokim, Chelek Elokamim Mal, and during the time the person's sleeping, that leaves. So that spot is very desirable for Tuma to want to come and join, this Ruach wants to come and join. Shehem Gufas Yisrael, Kashem Yeshenim, when Klal Yisrael is sleeping, those bodies are very desirable. Mishmashim HaKadosha Misalekas Mikufa, when the person goes to sleep and the Shama Kadosha leaves the body to some extent. Vazai Ruach Atuma Shara Agufam, so the Ruach Atuma joins their body. Kishanachama Chazeris Laguf, when the Shama comes back. Misalekas Ruach Atuma Mikol Aguf, Risharish Al Yadayim Bovad. So, that, whereas by a non-Jew, which doesn't have the same level of Kedusha, when they're sleeping, that's not leaving them, that the Ruach HaTumah says, oh my gosh, there was Kedusha there, which is now empty and available for me to join. So the Ruach HaTumah never joins the hands of the non-Jew. Then he says, and that's where, if you have a child who's under the age of Chinuch, she doesn't really have a full level of kedusha in Shama because he's not chayv in mitzvahs yet, even some level of chiyuv. So when the child sleeps, there wasn't that level, the same level of kedusha that left that the Ruach Tumah joins. That now when they touch the food, it's a problem. The fisha gemar veikra kinesis nefesh hakedusha ba'adam who be gimel shana b'yamechad lezacher be beis in the keva. The main time where the process of the neshama joining the goof is completed by the bar mitzvah. 12 years old for a girl, 13 years old for a boy. Shechein iskai bo'oz b'mitzvahs min ha'Torah. Menasa b'nei onshim. So that's what gives the full kedusha. Well, if that's what gives the full kedusha, chinuch starts the process that brings some level of kedusha. So, but the process of this neshama kedusha joining the child starts by chinuch. That's what chinuch does for us. It takes that mile of kedusha, which can be brought through Torah mitzvahs at the age of a mitzvah, and actually starts the process earlier. Well, once that's true, so there's a chiyuv of the tilsa dayim, and there's a concern of the child touching foods. Because there is Ruach Tumah on their hands. But before that hand, it doesn't have that same level. And therefore, we're not concerned about the child touching food that we would have a chiyuv netila because of Ruach Ra. However, Gam mitzvahs mila, that the truth is, mila also is a moment where the Shema Kedosha enters the child. If a person would undertake to be careful about the child touching food, even from the very, very young child, there's some element of a Kedusha, Nishim Yisrael, in the child from the moment of the bris. And when the child sleeps, that leaves. And now the Ruach Tumah wants to take effect over there, which it does. And once that's true, we have this Ruach Tumah, where the child wakes up, there's like an adult, and we have, now that there's some Ruach Tumah on the child's hand, when she touches food, it's not safe to then eat that food. So we have to be careful with the katan. So that's not a chiyuv. He says that's a kadosh yomerloi. That person is considered kadosh. He's being very pious by doing so, but he is encouraging one to be careful about that. But the ikar zman that we have to be careful about the child washing is when the child reaches the age of chinuch. So that's the quote from the Chayyadim, and that's how the post can bring down. They bring down from this Chayyadim. Excuse me. That's the quote from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the post can follow this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in regards to the concern of washing the child's hand earlier, so that one can do so, but one does not necessarily have to do it immediately upon arise that when the child wakes up. Arisal, so which for an adult that's what one is supposed to do, but for a child they don't have to be concerned about those issues. Have a good day.